Okay, as StoryCorps celebrates 10 years of collecting stories, we've been looking back at some of your favorites this week. And today, a couple from Brooklyn that many of you will remember, Danny and Annie Parasa. Danny was a horse betting clerk, his wife Annie a nurse. They spoke about deciding to get married on their first date and still being in love 25 years later.
I always feel guilty when I say I love you to you, and I say it so often. I say it to remind you that as dumpy as I am, it's coming from me. It's like hearing a beautiful song from a busted old radio. Yeah, well, and it's nice of you to keep the radio around the house.
If I don't have a note on the kitchen table, I think there's something wrong. You write a love letter to me
every
morning.
Well, the only thing that could possibly be wrong is I couldn't find a silly pen.
To my princess, the weather out today is extremely rainy. I'll call you at 11:20 in the morning.
It's a romantic weather
and
report.
And I love you. I love you. I love you.
When a guy is happily married, no matter what happens at work, no matter what happens in the rest of the day, there's a shelter when you get home. There's a knowledge, knowing that you can hug somebody without them throwing you downstairs and saying, get your hands off me. And being married is like having a color television set. You never want to go back to black and white.
Oh, what a voice. Danny and Annie came back to StoryCorps many times. Then in 2006, he was diagnosed with cancer. He wanted to record one last interview, so StoryCorps went to their home in Brooklyn.
The illness is not hard on me. It's just, you know, the finality of it. And him, he goes along like a trooper.
She said it was her call. She wants to walk out behind the casket alone. I guess that's the way to do it, because when we were married, you know how your brother takes you down, your father takes you down? She said, well, I don't know which of my brothers to walk in with. I don't want to offend anybody. I said, I got a solution. I said, you walk in with me, you walk out with me. And the other day, I said, who's going to walk down the aisle with you behind the casket? You know, the supporter. And she said, nobody. I walked in with you alone. I walked out with you alone.
Mm-hmm.
I always said the only thing I have to give you is a poor gift, and it's myself. And I always gave it. And if there's a way to come back and give it, I'll do that too. Do you have the Valentine's Day letter there?
Yeah. My dearest wife, this is a very special day. It is a day on which we share our love, which still grows after all these years. Now that love is being used by us to sustain us through these hard times. All my love, all my days, and more. Happy Valentine's Day.
I could write on and on about her. She lights up the room in the morning when she tells me to put both hands on her shoulders so she can support me. She lights up my life when she says to me at night, wouldn't you like a little ice cream? Or would you please drink more water? I mean, those aren't very romantic things to say, but they stir my heart. In my mind, in my heart, there has never been, there is not now, and never will be another Annie.
That story aired on the Friday Danny died. Now, after more than 7 years, let's check in with Annie Parasa.
I know that people have written to StoryCorps asking if I was still alive. No, I'm still alive, and I live with the philosophy that Danny and I always had. It was never say goodbye. This year would have been our 35th wedding anniversary. And I miss my letters from Danny. I do. But after Danny died, I had received 1,300 letters of condolences. I mean, I got letters as far away as Beijing, China, you know, or Paris, France. My English is not too well. Please excuse me. I wish to send my condolences. So I would read one a day because Danny wrote me a love letter every day. You know, like people say, you must miss Danny terribly. No, it was an honor to be married to him. So it's not terrible that I had the time to be with him. You know, life is too short. You come and you're gone. But Danny didn't go. He's not gone because of StoryCorps.
Annie Parasa at StoryCorps in New York. Interviews are archived at the Library of Congress, and the podcast is at npr.org.